Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring an innovative study involving a transformer-based deep learning model designed to enhance functional near-infrared spectroscopy, or FNIRS. For those who might be unfamiliar, FNIRS is a non-invasive method for monitoring brain activity by measuring hemodynamic changes, essentially how blood flows and oxygen is used in the brain. It's portable, relatively inexpensive, and allows researchers to study brain activity in real-world settings. However, FNIRS also faces challenges, especially from signals originating outside the brain, such as those from the scalp and skull. These distracting signals can muddy the data, leading to false interpretations. To counteract this, researchers often employ a technique called short-channel regression, or SCR. This involves placing detectors very close to the light source to capture these misleading signals. But sometimes, due to hardware limitations or experimental design, these short-channel detectors aren't available. Enter the recent study aimed at creating a data-driven alternative to traditional physical detectors. Researchers developed a transformer-based deep learning model to predict these short-channel signals from longer separation channels, bypassing the need for actual short-channel detectors altogether. This is crucial because it can potentially allow more flexible and effective analysis in diverse experimental settings. The model was trained on recordings from 69 participants, capturing both short and long channel measurements. The researchers then tested its efficacy using three independent datasets, looking at how well the model could predict the short channel signals in various conditions, and whether it could effectively clean up the long channel data without the noise from scalp signals. So, what were the findings? The results were promising. The predicted short-channel signals aligned closely with actual measurements, boasting a median correlation coefficient of around 0.70. They also found that using these predicted signals improved the denoising process in long-channel data, making the results more reliable. When it came to motor tasks, the predicted signals managed to preserve task-related brain activity while effectively filtering out noise. This is where it gets more exciting. The model was tested on different datasets collected from varied systems and experimental setups, ensuring it wasn't just a one-off success. The performance was consistently strong, even when faced with new challenges, indicating that the model generalizes well. Now, let's touch on some critiques of this research. It's crucial to examine both the strengths and weaknesses. On the positive side, the study does well to explain its methods clearly, making it easier to reproduce. The statistical analyses they used were rigorous, and the model's validation across multiple datasets adds confidence in its findings. However, one notable critique is the lack of clarity regarding data accessibility. While the datasets used in the study were ethically collected, it isn't clear if they are publicly available. This lack of transparency makes it tougher for other researchers to replicate the work fully. Moreover, while the model showed great promise, it inherently relies on the quality of the long-channel data. If there are residual artifacts or noise, the predictions might not be as accurate. This means future research needs to also focus on improving the quality of these long-channel recordings. The novelty of this research lies in the application of transformer-based architectures to the realm of FNIRS. Typically used in natural language processing, these models have shown they can effectively handle time series data, providing a fresh approach to an old problem in neuroscience. As we wrap up, it's essential to remember that while this model represents a significant advancement in FNIRS methodology, its success hinges on rigorous preprocessing and the availability of high-quality data. The findings invite further exploration into how these virtual short-channel signals can enhance broader applications in real-time brain monitoring, making FNIRS an even more invaluable tool in neuroscience research. That's all for today's episode of SciBud. I hope you enjoyed this exploration into how AI is transforming our understanding of brain activity. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. Until next time, stay curious.